This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered in Moscow's Red Square today to show unity against terrorism. And residents in the town of Beslan, Russia, spent another day burying their dead after last week's terrorist siege of a school left at least 335 people dead, hundreds more injured. The Beslan attack shares a common trait with others before it in Russia. Some of the suicide attackers were women. In Russia, these women are known as Black Widows. And here to talk with us about them is Andrew Meyer, former Time correspondent and author of Black Earth, A Journey Through Russia After the Fall. Welcome, Mr. Meyer.
Hello.
Let me ask you about the Black Widows. Do we know for sure they were involved in Beslan?
Well, according to the best reports we have, both from the former hostages themselves and the Russian security services, there were anywhere between 2 and 4 women among the hostage takers.
What is the motivation for these women? And indeed, are they widows?
The first female suicide bomber that we know of was in June of 2000 in Chechnya, and I happen to have been in the Republic of Chechnya at the time. She was a relative of a very well-known field commander. And initially, it started in that way, relatives of the better-known commanders. Now it seems as though there is some sense of an organized brigade or several small brigades of women who are recruited, women who volunteer. And the fundamental question is, are these women out for revenge? Is it personal revenge for the lost lives of their husbands, their brothers, their fathers? Or is there an element of martyrdom involved?
And we're seeing younger women who are taking these actions?
These are young women, and to a large extent, the Chechen fighters, the most militant among them, are young men who have grown up on war. So if you are 16 to 23 years old, that's what you know, and the urge for revenge is very, very strong. When we look back at the Moscow theater siege in the fall of 2002, there were some 42 hostage takers. Half of them were women. One of those women, one of those girls, she was a young girl, was pregnant. One girl had left a young baby at home. One girl had lost 4 brothers in the war. Those are the kind of things that we know.
There have been reports, I'm sure you've heard them, that reports of brainwashing, reports of, in fact, drugging as these women are being recruited. What do you think?
When the real spate of female suicide bombers hit Moscow in the summer of 2003, the Kremlin and the FSB, the Russian Security Service, through their proxies in the Russian media, and there are many of them, put out a number of stories. Most of them surrounded this figure called Black Fatima, and they described her rather lavishly as wearing all black in a long fur coat. She had a hooked nose, you know, and I'm quoting, a hooked nose. These were dark matted hair. To the Russian public, this was a figure that inevitably conjured up a legendary from the Russian folklore of Baba Yaga, sort of the female boogeyman. And that legend lives on. Black Fatima was supposedly the woman who was walking around recruiting these young women in Chechnya and holding them against their will, using psychotropic orange juice. There may be some truth to that, but certainly the legend has only grown since then.
Well, the Russian government, in that sense, would want that myth perpetuated.
Well, there's no question. And to this day, as recently as last night, when Mr. Putin met with a foreign journalist, he spoke about these women who are being used and exploited. Certainly, it presents a kinder, gentler face to the Russian government when they say, we sympathize with these poor young women, but they're being kidnapped, they're being held against their will, they're being drugged.
There must be, though, some sort of organization, some sort of recruiting that's actually going on.
Yeah, again, I mean, the scant reporting, and one of the figures in my book, whom I interviewed several times, was a young Chechen fighter. He was in his early 20s. He, like many of them, had grown up only on war, and then he had been fed Wahhabism, the militant strain of Islam. A couple of years ago, he became a commander of 6 or so of these young women, and very much regimented fashion, very much in the training, both in explosives and also in Islam. And I'm now told, as recently as this summer, that he is no longer with us.
Killed in some sort of incident?
Well, he was apparently he was detained by the Russians and has as in the wonderful euphemism of Chechnya, they say disappeared.
Andrew Meyer is a former Time correspondent. His book is called Black Earth, A Journey Through Russia After the Fall. Thank you, Mr. Meyer.
Thank you.